Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot.
What's in good? The building.
What is happening, everybody?
Malcolm, I'm loving that stream. That stream looks strong.
I feel better about it.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry for everybody that had to experience that other mess that was going on. I'm sorry.
But we're here. It happens.
So it's good, though.
Man, everything is good, man. Everything is amazing. Life is great. Living, breathing, enjoying every single moment. Summer was hot, man. This weekend was blistering. Yo. Here in New York City, bro. I mean, yo. Blistering.
That's enough to, like, I get why people fight when it's hot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I get it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know who had a funny joke? Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Yes.
He said, that's why it's been a war in Africa for 1,000 years. He said, they wake up like, hot again.
Hot again.
Hot again.
That's
yo,
funny.
It was like 97, 98 degrees down here in Delaware.
Yes.
Yeah, but we stayed cool. Make sure we stay
Mine's
cool.
At the top. Yeah.
We took Noble to the Children's Museum, had blazing AC, so that was good. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that was it. So what's up with you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get Mama to help me open the image up.
Y'all need me, man.
Yeah, hit that out. There we go.
Y'all need me. Shoot.
Yep. But we in effect, we working. You know, when you're not here, we got to make it work to the best of our abilities.
Yeah.
So what's up with you otherwise?
Otherwise, I'm good, man. I'm good. We got some things coming between me and you.
Yes.
With, you know, with the channel and stuff like that. So, you know, to keep this thing moving along. But thank y'all for being here, everybody. Want to do a quick roll call then get started?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that. Okay, I saw Dayton, Ohio. I saw Miami.
Jay Wu is in the building, Connecticut, all day.
California, Philly in the building, what's good? Naptown, what's happening?
Phoenix is in here.
Hartford, Connecticut, what's good?
Riverside, LA in the building, California.
ATL, what's up?
What's up?
Delaware,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Memphis, via Oakland, okay.
Oakland, yes.
North Carolina, Orange.
North Cackalack, Soundview.
Vegas, thank you. Thank you for joining us here today. Do we have any announcements? Any announcements before we get started?
Nah, man. We just got a Summer Bling sale going on.
Okay. Shop Urban X.
Let me get right to it. Show y'all some of the stuff. And this is for the ladies. All right.
Nice.
It's off the shoulders. It's got a little bling to it. So Mama Dot is launching the Summer Bling. You know what I mean? The summer.
Yeah, and she was really, really passionate about having something specifically for the ladies.
Absolutely. And I can't model this because it's for the ladies.
Exactly.
But she got a bunch of joints up there. Flawless. Magical Melanated Mamas. It's an awesome line.
Yeah.
And so the ladies, that's going to be for y'all this summer to get out there and get your shine on.
Absolutely.
Brother Rich's concert. The
Gathering of the Masses
is sold out.
Wow.
Yep. No way
that's
in, no way out. It is sold out, standing room only. So if you don't have your ticket, shame on you. It's too late. Now,
damn,
his only option is to think about a streaming service option.
That was 1,000 tickets?
That was 1,000 tickets.
Shout
sold out in a month.
Black Magic.
Yeah, Black
Shout
Magic,
out.
Doing it big.
That's huge, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean? So he's on it. We will be in the building. Of course, 4th of July weekend here in New York City, we will be at the International African Arts Festival. 50,000 people show up to this event every year. It is huge. Urban X will have a table out. We're going to be selling merch. We're going to be doing the damn thing. So if you want to see us and you in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, we will be in the building.
Nice. Okay.
With that being said, should I hit this button now?
Hit the button. Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So what do you want to get started?
Yeah, man, you driving this thing, King.
All right. So I said let's get started with Neil deGrasse Tyson versus Terrence Howard.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting. So after Terrence Howard went on, he did a few interviews. A lot of clips of his went viral, just talking about like him just kind of breaking down his understanding of the universe and mathematics and things like that. He went on a Joe Rogan podcast. Now, after he went on a Joe Rogan podcast, everybody was hitting me up. Everybody was sending me the links. Everybody was in our stream talking about it. Like, yo, did y'all talk about it? Did y'all talk about it? And the reason why I watched it, I didn't watch it in its entirety, but my thing was, I've heard a lot of what he had to say. Can you hear that? In the background?
Yes.
Can you hear that? Yeah. Yeah. Noble's fighting bedtime right now. But yeah. Terrence Howard was, what I was saying was, a lot of people were sending it to me. I've heard a lot, not exactly what he was talking about, but I just kind of heard it before. So I just personally, not that I had to be impressed by it, but I was just kind of like, okay, you know, that's what's up. But he, in that interview with Joe Rogan, talked about how he sent his, I guess, thesis to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Neil deGrasse Tyson basically just kind of shushed him away and things like that. So in response, he responded with a 17-minute video breaking down his peer review edits of the thesis and how he felt about it and things like that. And he, in a very polite, smart way, just basically said this was some bullshit. Like, and I just thought that was interesting. What did you think?
Well, a number of things come to mind. Neil deGrasse, 33rd degree Mason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so
these Masons, the ones who work to deter, work to make sure that you don't uncover certain aspects of truth, it's his job to debunk that. Now, that's not to say what Terrence Howard was saying didn't need to be debunked, or there wasn't some holes in his thesis. Mm-hmm. My thing is, and this is where philosophy comes in. I'm a philosopher, which means I may not be able to quantify everything I say because it hasn't been proven, right? But to think out of the box, to go on a journey where you're pondering the possibilities of what could be, it requires you to tread in places other people haven't tread. Now,
right.
With that being said...
Real quick. Shout out to Black Magic for the super chat. Thank you, man.
Oh, we appreciate that.
I appreciate that. My fault.
That's Rich in the building?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Rich, we're going to have Rich on the show anytime he's ready now. You know, I told him to wait until we got a little closer to the event. But appreciate that. And so Neil deGrasse's critique of it on face value may be a blessing. Look, brother, I'm telling you, I've studied this, bang, bang, bang. But it could also be because these people, their goal is to find the shining lights and cover those lights and make sure those lights aren't harnessed to where the people can understand who we are. And I say that in all fair honesty, because I didn't know Terrence Howard was that even deep to philosophize certain theories. Because that's all we're talking about. We're talking about the ability to come off the pages of what Western science has taught us and ponder the possibilities. Brothers on the corner do it all the time. They puff an L and they go up. You know what I'm saying? And begin. Yeah. So his breakdowns, which are a little bit more well-condensed, thought out, and people think because he has the patents on things, that means he owns it. I can go fill out 35 patents right now on shit, and it actually means nothing. So I was taken back by how Neil deGrasse went about it. But again, I know who deGrasse is. And
I thought it was measured.
Got you.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because nobody had to know about it until Terrence Howard said something about it.
Got you.
That's why I kind of like felt that way. And he did it as a peer review, right? So in the scientific world, in the scientist world, and we've been on record to talk about how you can kind of go around lines to get things proven or to get other scientists to get on your back.
Especially if there's that money involved.
Yes. Money incentives, right? So we've seen it with Fauci and things like that. So I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but there is a certain protocol within different fields of stuff. So he gave him his thesis, and then he, in red ink or on the thesis, in certain parts, he goes like, yeah, but no, not really, and within certain parts.
Got you.
And he didn't have to say anything. That's true. Why I just kind of, he didn't have to say anything. Terrence Howard didn't have to say anything. And him saying something about it is what prompted the response. It wasn't like out of nowhere, like, you don't know.
Right. He wasn't trying to clout chase and steal some of Terrence Howard. Now I want to also say this. As a point of reference, you could be smart, but you could say something smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to dumb people, they can't question it anyway.
Right, right.
Right? However, when you come across somebody of equal intelligence in the scientific field to go show and prove, God, you got to show and prove that. And right. when it gets to the point to put the rubber to the road, you have to show and prove if you're saying, see, there's a difference between a theory and a theorem. A
theorem, absolutely.
Right? Right. So, Oyibo, Dr. Oyibo, we was the first one to give him a platform in New York City at one of our lectures at the Brown Chocolate Cafe. Albert Einstein had a theory of relativity, right? Dr. Oyibo had the theorem. And so he was able to prove this is no longer theory. This is fact. And so it was a blessing to watch him and Dr. Phil sit and Bill and go up and talk about other, you know, aspects. And his memory was so, dude, the dude, I didn't see him for like 6 months and he remembered me like my name and everything. And when I watched his pineal gland, it was all burnt out in that area. But he used to talk about how his elders taught him about mathematics. And they didn't literally sit down and give him a linear breakdown. They would walk him through nature to teach him about mathematics. And his punishment, one day he was talking in class, and a teacher said, as a punishment, I need you to work on this problem. And he solved the goddamn problem. And the teacher was blown away like, what the? And so that's when he began to understand and know the level of mathematics that his ancestors and elders, should I say, were teaching him. And so Terrence Howard has a theory on some things.
Yes.
It is not a theorem. And so, but you start with a theory. And through scientific deduction, you are to add and take away and maybe get to the point of being
exactly.
a theory.
Exactly. That's what science is about. But I will say this. I really respect when people are thinking outside the lines.
Yes.
And that's what he's doing. That's what Terrence Howard is doing. I like when because even in Neil deGrasse's like responses to some things like 1 × 1 = like one of those theories that Terrence Howard had about like numbers and stuff like that. And, you know, Neil deGrasse, he was trying to make it, he kind of debunked it in the logical, you know, straightforward right. sense. But what if he's right in a different, you know,
realm of things.
Reality, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. See, now you're talking quantum, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you're going on a metaphysical level of understanding what is relative and true in third dimension may be something else in a fifth dimensional construct, right? And so what is relative, you know? And so that's a very deep point when you start getting into it like that.
So I just thought that was interesting. You guys should go check it out as well. Like, let me know what you think in the comments.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So on Wednesday, Wednesday, Juneteenth, to be exact, Swiss Beatz and Timbaland announced that they have an exclusive partnership with X, aka Twitter, to now host and to distribute the Verses, because remember Verses, that was huge.
Yes.
During the pandemic, maybe a year or two after, then it really lost its steam. As a result of a lot of different things, but now it's official that it's being distributed through X or Twitter. So a lot of people were upset at them because they announced this deal to have it on Twitter on Juneteenth.
Yes.
And, you know, Twitter is not Black owned. And they kept saying that, you know, Versus is still Black owned because according to Source Magazine, I read it. It said they still have retained ownership. It's just an exclusivity deal through distribution on Twitter.
Okay.
Right. But I guess, again, the optics, like, you know, you announce.
Not only the optics of that, some of the things Elon Musk has said about Black people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So, and he thanked Elon Musk in his post.
Say it again?
I said, and Swiss thanked Elon Musk in his post.
Yeah, and so that makes me question, what are we trying to do? Is there a guideline by which we say, or the money over everything? You know what I'm saying? If the bottom line is the money, then I have to applaud that. I can't, you know? Right? And yeah. So... forget how Elon Musk thinks Black people are not capable of intellectual advancements. Forget some of the stuff he's liked on other people's tweets that said incriminating things about Black people. Yep. None of that matters. We're securing the bag, right? And
right.
I'm not sure if he knew. That's the worst day for them to make that announcement with Kendrick Lamar doing the concert, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so all of them things playing into that, I'm not sure that was the right day on Juneteenth, a day that's supposed to represent freedom or, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, us becoming free, that, you know, he announces that situation. So that's why I question what their motives were, and like the whole versus had its power, in my humble opinion, during yeah. the pandemic for a reason.
Yeah.
Now everybody back outside.
Right.
Right. And all the stuff that he said that took place behind the scenes that we didn't yeah. see and didn't know about, kind of kills the energy with it. And I think, you know, it had its moments. Jadakiss moment was a moment.
It's one of those things where, like, it seems like a finite venture.
Yes.
Meaning, like, there's only so many matchups. Like, if you are a interview hip-hop...
Right.
Right, that matter, right? There's only so many interviews as, like, if you are, like Dream Champs, there's so many interviews they could do before it gets like, all right, like, what is the point now? Who, this person not even that interesting, or
yeah,
y'all recycling interviews now. Like, you get what I'm saying? So I don't see how far it can go. And then, like you said, like, they were complaining about, like, old school rappers or older rappers who wanted these exorbitant amounts to even participate.
Right.
For them to do it when you weren't on stage for the last 10 years.
Right. Nobody was thinking about you. Yes.
Nobody was thinking about you, but you want this amount of money. So I don't know if they're going to see a return on it. I don't know. They might surprise us. I don't know.
I was getting ready to say, so I think they've had time to create the lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they have to come out the gate very strong, and it's got to pique our interest. So it's got to be Mary J. versus somebody.
Yeah.
It's got to
yeah.
be this one versus where we go, look, that's a good matchup yeah. right there. You know what yeah. I mean? And a versus, and I like what Cube said. Cube added a wrinkle to it and said, if he did a versus, he would want to do it where I pick your songs and you pick my songs. You know what I mean? And so I would pick the songs from your catalog that I like, and you pick the songs from my catalog, to add a different, so it doesn't become so competitive in a sense, because it's not really a competitive thing per right, se. Right. But there are right. competitive elements, because Lox and Dipset, bro, that was competitive.
Yeah.
KRS-One yeah. and Big Daddy Kane, that yeah. was competitive. I thought yeah. DMX and Snoop had a different kind of competitiveness, but it was one rowdy dog
yeah.
and one smooth dog, but they still had hits. And yeah. so their energy was great. The Jamaicans, who was that?
Beanie and Bounty. Yeah, that was fire.
Crazy.
That was fire. I really enjoyed
fire.
That.
Fire. So, yeah. And that's just to name a few. Some of them are really, really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm hoping that it goes well, but just the timing of when that was done and the venue in which is endorsing it.
Yeah.
I mean, where do we draw the line? This man don't like Black people. He thinks he's probably just above a monkey or something.
Here's the thing. If we really started to peel back a lot of these platforms that we have to use, and the people are behind them and actually what they actually think, we wouldn't be on the internet.
Hold on, let me drop a bomb to that.
Now, if y'all want to be honest. That's a fact. Y'all want to be honest. You wouldn't be on the internet if y'all want to go down that rabbit hole.
Right. Even people on their job, I try to tell them, your boss probably hate you. You know what I mean? But you have to be there to fill a quota and you need to get a job done. So don't get caught into that because, again, we wouldn't be here on YouTube right now without the help of YouTube and Instagram and whatever the case may be. And so I don't want to be hypocritical and get on some old, because when we mention the term independent now, what does that mean?
Right. Yeah.
Are you fully independent or you sort of independent?
You know what I mean? Even when you all the way independent, we just talked about Alex Jones. He had his own servers. He had his own website. He had his own everything. And he wasn't on YouTube and they still got him out of here.
Right, right. And so this system is designed to where you have to depend on the very system you're fighting. And I said that years ago, and people looked at me like I was crazy. You can't escape unless you off the grid. And if you off the grid, who are you reaching? This whole thing is designed now to where this internet thing is a whole new construct. In itself, right? And so it is hard for you to escape being on the grid in some capacity. It's hard for you to get up here and talk independence when you are dependent on a system that's in place. And so I don't want to be hypocritical when we say that. And so maybe that approach is how they looked at it. Like, look,
The announcement, though. Goddamn.
Yeah. What did Will Smith, when he was playing Ali, said, I got to put crooked Muslims with dudes to get shit done. Selling bean pies on the west side of Chicago ain't going to get this done. You know, and I knew what he meant. It's like, it's the nature of the business.
Right.
You know?
Yep. So interesting. Interesting. Definitely. Yo, this is news that we've been cataloging, no pun intended, for a while. But the music group Queen, apparently they're selling their catalog for $1.27 billion.
That's a lot of bread.
That is a lot of money, bro.
Jeez, that's a lot of bread.
Right? But we talked about all these executives selling their catalog, all of these legendary artists and groups that are selling off their catalog. And then last week we spoke about Universal Music Group's deal with Sound Labs, the AI that they're going to be allowed to use or sell AI songs or like their voices in AI, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume that it must have something to do with AI on why all of these artists are selling off their catalogs. Because I've always grown up to learn to know, like, you never sell off your catalog. That's where your money's at. Your publisher, that's where your money's at.
That's your heritage. That's your residual income for the rest of your life and then some.
Right. And everybody's selling off. Justin Timberlake sold his off.
Everybody is selling off.
Why?
It has to have to do with the new, because let's look at the music industry, right? If they don't have ways to get money, then the industry don't exist. Their whole goal is to find ways to continue to get money from you.
Right.
Right. Well, even when we were dealing with vinyl and cassettes, you know, the mob dudes was printing up 100,000 vinyls that you didn't know about and moving them to the stores. There was always a hustle somewhere. When the digital down, the bootleggers, let's not even talk about the dudes on the street who was bootlegging the Africans and other people.
Right, right.
And when it went to streaming, the whole goal was to be able to monitor the streams, but you can't monitor streams.
Right.
And I'm talking about when Apple first came out with it, where you had to purchase the whole album or you had to spend 99 cents on a single. right? Mm-hmm. That was probably the closest way to monitor it with, okay, but then once it became, you pay $10 or $30 for the month or whatever, and you can stream unlimited, how do you quantify that? How do you determine what I should be getting paid and what I shouldn't be getting paid, right? And then what stops me from getting 200 smartphones and streaming my own shit, create my own mini stream farm? I know somebody who did that shit. And then got 200 phones in his house and is just streaming his song all day long. And every 3 months, they cut him a check. Now, imagine if my man can do that. Imagine what these corporations can do when they can buy 20,000 phones and have somewhere in India these streaming joints. And so now the system is all screwed up. So now they're trying to find other ways to get out ahead of the creative process of making money. And so the next frontier has to be artificial intelligence, somehow, some way. So just be patient. We're going to find out why everyone sold their catalog in a very, very short time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shouts out to them. 1.2 bill. God damn.
Yeah. And side note, I want to shout out RJ Payne, who just released an album called Hellraiser. You know what I mean? Nice. And it is a phenomenal body of work. Let me say this about RJ Payne. If a young kid asks me what was hip-hop like back in the day in terms of the most ferocious MCs ever, it's one thing to just tell him to go study Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Kool Moe Dee, G-Rap, this and that. And it may sound dated to the young kid, because, you know, they got to have the modern day version of how dope an MC is and was back in that day is RJ Payne. Just straight bars, bars on top of bars on top of bars. And once they get interest there, then they can drift back to see where he came from, because he's from another tomorrow as an MC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so shout out RJ Payne, Hellraiser is on all streaming platforms right now. Pinhead is on the cover and he will tear your soul apart.
That's dope. You know, I actually went back this weekend. I was listening to AZ's first album.
Oh, man.
He has one of the illest flows, like just like imagine being that cool in real life.
Say it again.
I said, imagine being that cool in real life, man. Yes. Like, just so smooth. Like, he was nice.
Super duper nice. And I'm not sure if him and Nas couldn't occupy the same so-called space at the same time, because this music thing is competitive. You know what I mean? And you supposed to be the man, but the nigga sitting next to you could be the man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. Sort of like when Jazzo met Kane, right? And Kane said, yeah, Jazzo's dope, but I like his man, who was Jay-Z, who was the understudy of Jazzo. And so, you know, it's one of those things. And I don't think AZ got the push he needed. But, man, yeah, that is a super
do or die
fire MC.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So let's take a commercial break.
Yeah, so take a quick commercial break and we shall get right back. And thank you for the super chat. Empress said, Jesse Harris, honored to be chosen to receive the Father's Day merch in my size 2. Thank you, Urban X. No doubt. Shout out to you.
Shouts out to you. We appreciate when we, you know, put a smile on somebody's face.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Peace.
Welcome to Turn a New Leaf, where we believe in the power of nature to heal and transform. In a world filled with synthetic solutions, we offer a different path, a path rooted in ancient wisdom. Just as every leaf in nature has the potential to change and grow, so too do we have that potential and power to transform our lives. Our mission is simple: empowering individuals to reclaim control of their health. Behind every product is our team that is dedicated and committed to harnessing the power of nature to provide you with safe, effective solutions. So whether you're looking to support your immune system, improve your digestion, lose weight, or simply enhance your overall well-being, we have something for you. So take the first step on your journey to optimal health. Visit our website today and start turning a new leaf with Turn a New Leaf, nature's solution for a healthier, happier you. See you on the other side of health.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we are back.
And we are back. I'm going to show the shirt one more time.
ShopUrbanX.com. Get that for the ladies.
For the ladies.
Right.
Magical melanated mamas. One absolutely. Of them wants to say flawless. Another one says, it's a bunch of them up there, ladies. Stop playing. It's
and,
your time.
Visit AscendingInfiniteGoddess.com and get a reading. She's official as well. I just recommended her to somebody recently. I was like, listen, I think you need it.
Think you need this. Yeah.
Think you need this. So definitely check that out as well. And turnanewleaf.com, right?
Absolutely.
I would show you guys some of the products, but I don't want to mess up the green screen.
Yeah, green screen will get a little funny on that.
It'll get funny. But definitely visit turnanewleaf.com for plant-based supplements. Great as well. If you can hear, I'm actually out of protein because I actually use it. So it's really good.
Oh, okay. You got to re-up.
So I got to re-up.
Did you get an affiliate code or something? Huh?
No. No.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. They're promoting on our site, so it's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, over the weekend, a Florida rapper named Fulio was gunned down in Tampa at a motel. Now, this guy and his crew and his ops,
ugh,
they are a different breed, man. Different breed. I don't know if you remember when his ops came out with this song over the song, 1,000 Miles.
No.
And they were at the golf course and it was called Who I Smoke. And they were naming people from his team who they smoked. And they were naming everybody. And we killed this thing on his birthday. We killed him. We going to have sex with his girl. Yeah. They were wilding. And then Fulio responded at a cemetery at his op's gravesite, rapping on his op's gravesite. And he was rapping to Fantasia's song, When I See You. Oh, my God. These dudes are nuts, man. And then after he got killed, his ops, I think it's Young and Ace, something like that, they recorded a video like in response to him getting killed. It was, these dudes are not a game. Like,
yeah, this is next level, Malcolm.
These dudes are not a joke. Like,
and I don't think Fulio is human.
What do you mean?
I think he's a demon of some sort, because when Jesus. I look into his eyes, he looks soulless. You know what
all
I
of
mean?
Them do. Huh? All of them do. No, like I understand
yeah,
what you're
yeah, so they are disagreeable spirits, and they have no fear of death, right?
Yeah.
I spoke about it in Urban Culture Decoded. I really did. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to give you guys a forewarning, and that came out in 2015, that the entities now that are coming in are different. And so where the lines are blurred between life and death, or they just have no fear. When I look into his eyes, he is welcoming what you call death. You know what I mean? He even told people where he was. It was his birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically,
everybody in the comments was just like, yo, you're going to get shot. Like, I'm not going. Niggas, ops is going to pull up. Niggas going to shoot that up. Somebody said they're going to shoot the pool out the water at that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so when I look into his eyes, because that's what I do. I look into the eyes of these rappers who die or who are so-called serial killers. And I'm looking for a sign of life outside of the physical body. Or, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of time, I don't see it. I don't see. I see like the soulless people walking around who are not connected emotionally to anything. And so they come here on this planet and they wreak havoc and they burn out at 21 or 22. How old was he? Did they say?
He was young. I don't know how old he was.
You know what I'm saying? He looked like a baby to me.
Yeah.
And so his whole mission, they come, they get money, they party, they drink, and they kill.
He was 26.
Right. They drink, party, kill, music, and they out. You know what I mean? And so they move on to whatever's next for them. And so it is sad, but we just know and understand everybody in a human body is not necessarily human or not necessarily of the breed that you are.
Yeah. If you know? Like just the way they talk about death, just the way they clown other dead people, just the way it's just kind of like regular. I'm just like, yo, like that's not normal. Not that it can't be normal, that's not normal.
It is not normal. And you have to be disassociated from the human vibration, so to speak.
Yeah.
To really be in that space. And the mob hires people like that. You know, they're entities who hire because they know that it's strictly business for them. They'll come through and they'll train you how to harness that energy so you don't just be out on videos wilding, but we need you to execute, and you execute and move on.
There's an interview I recommend everybody go watch. It's on the Sean Ryan show. And he interviewed this guy named Nick Irving. He's a former Army sniper. His nickname is The Reaper.
Mm.
He has like 33 confirmed kills or something like that. Black dude. And he just talks about, he said he believes himself that a part of your soul rips every time you kill somebody. And he's going through some of these stories, and it's just like, you could see, it's like when they're telling these stories and they're recounting a lot of these stories, you can see they go there. Like, while they're in the seat, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm just like, yo, that just has to be a different experience to live with.
Serial killers and serial rapists,
mm-hmm.
who those moments, they have to hold on to those moments to live it again and again and again, and it does something for them. And so when we think about killers, I can agree. When you take someone else's spirit or soul from Earth, and then those spirits, that energy may hover around you, especially if you are killed in a state of shock. You get hit by a car, right?
Mm.
And so you may stay in that spot forever. You may never move from that spot because it's the last spot you will move out of your body. at such a rate and speed that you were left into shock, and it requires certain rituals to get you out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my neighbors next door, when, you know, it was on the news, the son murdered the mother and the son, and I had to contact Bobby to give me the proper rituals to help get her body out of there, because I can tell her energy was still in there. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to go in with me, so it's, they wound up moving another family in, and I couldn't do the work.
Yeah.
But I had contacted Bobby about it, and he told me what to do, how to do it, because, you know, in a state of shock, sometimes you are stuck. And remember, time and space beyond the physical, it's that's just like a day. You could be right there 500 years, and it's like, you know, 2-3 days of shit. You know what I mean? And so killing that many bodies, you know, and if they go out in a state of shock, they may hover around you, or you, you know, it's a weird thing, you know?
I wanted to talk about, did you see this video of this guy sitting on the front porch and the cop walking up and killing him? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Crazy, right? So this guy, now off of first watch, right, he's sitting on the porch and the cop walk up, he goes, yo, you know me, if he said something like, you know, if I didn't think it was right, like, I would leave, like, tell me I'm wrong. And then a cop claps him, right? Off of further inspection of the video, guy had a gun in his hand that was sitting on the porch. Cop walks up and he just starts doing too much with his hand and lifts his hand to the cop.
Mm.
So in my head, I'm like, he, like, it's sad. It looked like crazy, just, you know, relentless from the cop. But I'm just like, you kind of gave him that.
Well, you gave him the, listen, guys.
And there's more to that story. There's more to that story.
And sometimes we react to these stories very quickly from an emotional state. And then
I was ready.
Right. When you see the video from another angle and you get the whole detail, you go. And then again, our people have a hard time putting themselves in that perspective. If you're an officer, first of all, if he's a white officer, I'm scared. This melanated person, probably with no fear, will blast me. I see a gun in his hand, and now you're making any kind of movement, and so they're going to waste you, and they're going to get off. I didn't say it was right. I'm simply telling you, by the letter of the law, the laws they wrote up, that was a good kill.
No, and here's the thing, too. This is, the guy's name was Lamar Brandon Qualls. Now, there was police called because somebody reported that there's a man waving a gun at people.
Okay.
Right? It was him. And apparently that porch he was sitting on wasn't even his porch. It was somebody else. So that person called the cops. And that's what happened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it just goes to show, like, how quick, like, emotionally, because we see these things so much, like, emotionally, we can just kind of go to. Because when I first saw it, I was just like, yo, it was just on the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yo, what the hell? And the cop looked so, like, cold doing it. He did it with one hand. So it looked even more like, yo, what the hell?
Mm.
But when you get down to the details, and I'm seeing people use this, you know, for their own agendas already. But
Malcolm,
you know,
our people don't, a lot of time, don't get down to the details.
Yeah.
We're very emotional people. We've been through a lot in this country.
Yeah. Right?
So even if it's a so-called good kill, it ain't a good kill. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I can't knock anybody for that. I'm just simply looking at it from how they're going to present that in the court of law. And when your mama there crying because there's injustice, they're going to say, well, watch the tape. You know what I mean?
This happened in Indianapolis too, by the way.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, it's a very slippery slope when you start talking about that.
Yeah. All right, hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, the US is suing Adobe Premiere.
over. Okay. This is like, this is Photoshop. This is like because of their practices, because like they kind of forcibly signing people up for these subscriptions and then making it really hard for people to cancel them.
Not only that, Malcolm, you don't own the rights to any of that material.
That you created, yes.
That you created in Adobe. Now, that's crazy. Yes.
And I think they can track.
The right
I think they
to
can
use it as they see fit.
Yep. And I think they can, like, monitor what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, why? So they made it a subscription. Now, if you kind of, like, think about how the world is going, right? The world is becoming a subscription economy.
Yes.
And that was just another way to not give you ownership over anything that you've purchased. Music, right? So if you bought a digital version of a movie and the distribution just goes, we want to take that off, you don't own that movie anymore, even though you purchased to own it.
Yes.
Digital media, like physical media, like, you know, DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever you want to call it, at Best Buy, at Target, or stuff like that, they're going away with that stuff. So now you don't really own any
you
media.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
At
now
the end of the
everything,
day.
You can use things.
Yeah.
Like music and this and that, but you don't own none of it. Look, I don't own my shit on YouTube, but I back my shit up. You know what I mean? We back up all of our stuff so that we do. But a lot of people lose their whole channel when you just go,
they,
you know what? We're not fucking with you no more. And just take your shit down.
They took off a video of ours from like, they took off episode 161, I believe, of our podcast off YouTube. They just took it off.
Yeah. For no reason. We don't like this video. It's on their platform. We don't like it. Take it away. Yeah. And so that's where we are with this.
Yep.
And so that's what the future will hold. So the only intellectual property you own will be in your mind.
Yeah.
And now you're giving that up because I just got the Meta 3. You know what I mean? Now I'm interfacing, sharing my mind.
Yeah.
What little bit of mind I do have, you know.
Yeah.
And so now with AI and all this, we get ready to give up our mind. Shit. Goddamn. What's left? You will own nothing and you will love it.
Yeah.
Why does
That guy, Schwab, his son, he's stepping down and his son is taking over. I don't know if
And his son has the same energy he has?
Yes, he does. I think he's like a little worse. Like, I think he got a little bit more spunk to him.
Yeah, a little bit more in it because Schwab was like, you don't even deserve water.
Yeah.
Like, why are we allowing people to just drink water?
Oh, real quick, on that.
Yeah.
On that, in Walmart, what they're going to start doing is instead of physical signs that mark the prices of stuff, it's going to be digital now. So people are scared that, like, once it gets hot, like it was this past weekend, they could just go, all right,
up the price.
Put the water, up the price of the water, or up the prices of the ices, or up the price of this.
Yes.
Because now they have the ability to do that.
In real time.
In real time.
Water was $1.69, now it's $2.49.
Mm-hmm.
And what you going to do but buy it? Yeah. Yep.
Crazy. So keep your eye out for these things, people. Oh, we didn't talk about Remy Ma's son getting arrested for murder.
Yeah. Ouch.
What the hell? What the hell?
Well, this is her oldest son. And from what I understand, he bout it on these streets. And he knocked off, I forget the guy's name, a guy named D-Block, and I heard, allegedly, let me get
I think I heard the same thing you heard.
Allegedly.
And it was $1,000 for the hit or something.
Oh, so I heard something else. I heard the dude is connected to Nikki's husband.
Yeah.
Somehow.
He's his cousin, or something.
Yeah.
Something. It's a small world. And I even heard Hassan Campbell say that it was his, don't quote me, his cousin's father who died.
Oof.
Something, you know, along those lines. And so I heard it was allegedly for a mere $1,000. And so Remy said she came right out in front and said she's going to be behind her son, as she should. And she's going to help him fight this and prove his innocence. And I'm going down with my son, too. You know, it just is what it is. Unless my son does something so horrific.
Yeah.
I got to go, ah, yeah. Goddamn. And so a mother's love for her child is unwavering. She will be in the courtroom every day, you know, and she will provide him the best counsel she can. But the street element of it is a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Once you knock off somebody who got a little name out there, you got to deal with that issue as well. But it also goes to show, I think Remy Ma is pretty well off financially. That has nothing to do with your yearning for street life and, you know, to be accepted in, you know, things of that nature.
No. Facts. You're right.
You know?
No, that's not Papoose's son. This is Remy's oldest. No, that's not Papoose's
son. This is her oldest son from a previous relationship. Yeah.
Well, I said, did she sell her catalog? I don't think she has a catalog big enough to sell.
I don't think, you know, her catalog is not, well, she got one album out, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't think she has a catalog. I think she makes her money because her and Fat Joe are in a venture deal, you know, to put out other artists or something to that effect. And so because she hasn't put out music enough to have a substantial catalog that you should sell or want to sell.
So you know? I wanted to talk about this story. This is a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. So there's a credit card called the Bilt, B-I-L-T credit card.
Okay. Right?
And what you do, like the gimmick is you can pay your rent and earn points on it. Okay. There's no annual fee and things like that. Now, MasterCard is... And I think they have a deal through Wells Fargo as well.
Okay. Right?
Now, the thing behind this was the reason why you're not allowed to pay rent with your credit card is because the landlords, they don't want to eat the transaction fees.
Right.
So this card was going to eat the transaction fees for the landlords. Now, they created this entire thing because they assumed people would run up big balances on these cards and not use it for actual rent, just run up big balances on these cards so then they can just make their money off of the interest.
Ah.
But an overwhelming majority of people are using it how it's supposed to be used.
Wow.
They're just paying their rent and just knocking it off, and they're gaining points from it. So they're actually... losing, I think, millions of dollars a month as a result of this. So they created this banking on people to be financially irresponsible, but reverse. But I thought that was interesting.
Look at the people being smart consumers.
Yeah.
And see, you throw your eggs in that basket, assuming we're going to do what we do. Yo, I got that card, and people are being smart consumers. I'm going to clap that up.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was interesting in how like a billion-dollar company can create something, like assuming the consumer will be stupid with it and going, all right, we're going to make our money back on that because they're stupid.
I also think when you pay your rent, it should be reported to the credit bureau.
That should, like that,
you got people paying $2,000 a month rent and they're not building no credit behind it.
Nope. Right.
Right? And it should be like, I paid my rent for 5 years straight. My credit score should reflect that I'm responsible.
Right.
But it's not. Now they have some programs, I don't know if it's through Fannie Mae or something, where you could be renting or something like paying your rent and it's going toward ownership of the property you're in at some point. But every time you pay your rent, you should be it should be reported to the credit bureau.
I've heard about that, but I'm not sure how
that works.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. Also, I want to say rest in peace to Roy Jones Jr.'s son. He committed suicide over the weekend.
Wow. I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, he just posted about it on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His statement was a little like, it was a little out there.
Okay.
Because he was basically saying like, you know, my son did this. This is what he said. He said, unfortunately, my son, DeAndre, took his life on Saturday. I'm so thankful that God allowed me to come home Friday to spend the night, the last night of his life with me and the family. I know a lot of people are going through tough times right now, but nothing is worth taking your own life. God gives it. God should be the one to take it away. Please respect our privacy while our family goes through this process and I process this loss. That was, like, I don't know. He's in grief. And
right. It sounds like he's blaming his son
yeah.
for taking his own life. But when you're in a grieving state and maybe it came across, or maybe from the, listen, biblically speaking, that is against the Bible. You can't take your own life.
Right.
And that's why maybe the statement of quantifying it by saying that should be God's purpose to do so. So, you know, it could be some extra stuff in there, but I don't put too much into it because when you're grieving, bro, you know, you don't have to say any, you know, you lose your son. How old was the son? Did it say?
No, it didn't say.
Oh, okay. Well, deepest condolences out to Roy Jones and his family, you know, during these tough times that they are going through and facing.
Yeah.
Is it time for a commercial break, T?
No, we can get to some more stuff.
Let's get to some more stuff then.
We can get to some more stuff. So the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, he just cut a deal with the U.S. To be let go free. He's been locked up for 5 years now.
Wait, he's been locked. He was on the run in Russia.
No, Edward Snowden.
Okay, that's Snowden. Yeah, gotcha.
That's Snowden, right? So he was the one that basically showed you that the government was watching you through your phones and stuff like that, through your computers and stuff like that. Julian Assange, he's the one behind WikiLeaks, and we know what was released on WikiLeaks.
Oh, yeah. A lot of shit.
A lot of stuff that was released on WikiLeaks. And they had arrested him on 18 charges, but they were like really trumped up charges, you know, of treason and stuff like that. And it was a lot of protesters, a lot of people getting behind him for him to be freed. So I'm actually shocked by this because I didn't think they would ever let him go.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would ever let him go.
Even if the charges are trumped up, no pun intended, he's not patriotic. That's not patriotic.
Right. And here's the thing. Both sides wanted him in jail, Republican and Democrat. Like, they both had a vested interest of keeping him locked up. I think Obama could have gotten him out or something to that effect, or could have gotten him out. Or I think he exposed Obama. It was one of the two.
Gotcha.
Trump didn't want him out either. Trump said he was a traitor as well. So,
side note, Pop Smoke's killer has been released.
Saw that.
Yeah, the young guy who was in a juvenile prison because I think he was underage when the crime is committed. It's been 4 years. Wow. And so he's being released from what I'm hearing. And so, you know, just putting that out there.
Oh, Roy Jones' son was 32.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Somebody said it was due to they released him due to bad health. So they said they give him 3 years at most. See, it's always something.
To live?
It's always, Julian Assange. Yeah, it's always something.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah. Apparently the Biden and Trump debate is happening this Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, 8:00.
I got to watch that, man.
Yeah,
but
we'll be here doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see the replay of that.
Yeah, because that's going to be a train wreck.
It's going to be a train wreck. They're going to be muting Trump's mic and this one's mic. And it's going to be a shit show. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Has nothing to do with the presidency and all that shit. It's going to be a shit show, but it's going to be worth watching.
I want to see how well both of them just kind of hold it together.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have Because they probably got the questions. They probably got all of that like way ahead of time.
Of course. Of course.
And they're going to be drilling that. Cause, and again, they're both old people. Like, they're both old.
If this is the best that America has to offer, it's a wrap.
Did we talk about Russia and North Korea's pact?
No, I saw. I saw them riding in a little vehicle together, chilling.
Yeah, and they so agreed to a pact. Mean? To support each other if either one of them is attacked.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. Because these alliances are being made, along with what we talked about Saudi Arabia ending its agreement with America in terms of petroleum and all of that, and not agreeing just to use solely the American dollar. And so that's enough for war, you know.
And as a result, on the news, they are now like basically coming out and say Saudi Arabia has something to do with 9/11.
Oh, so now they're gonna got to spin it somehow,
yeah.
Because they got to go get that oil or put them back in line. So they need some democracy out there.
Yeah,
yeah. They need a little bit of democracy. We're going to sprinkle a little bit of democracy over there in a minute.
Yeah, we got to make sure we're going to
uncover some things that show that Saudi Arabia knew all the time, that this was going down.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, y'all have a tyrant out there that is, you know, oppressing his people, and we need to fix that.
Yes. Oh,
America,
yes,
we
for
need
sure.
to fix that. You know what I mean?
The propaganda machine in America is the greatest.
Yeah.
On the planet.
Yes. Yeah, you have to like really, I say I learned my lesson, but I don't. But you really got to unplug from this thing we call the internet sometime. Or you're going to go crazy, man.
Yeah, this is the first time in history, as I mentioned when we did our little blurb earlier today, that morons and intellects and those who do critical thinking are all on the same equal plane. Because you don't know who you're talking to when you're on the other line, if the person is a provocateur, agitator, or just slow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're expending energy with slow people. And you could literally burn brain cells. I call it quantitative value. There's now a quantitative value to social media. Sort of like if you had your Fitbit on and you was running and shit, and you, should I burn certain calories? Mm. Your input, especially fucking with goofies online, they can determine how much time everyone is spending on a specific subject that means absolutely nothing. And they can quantify that and go, okay, we got these people right where we want them. We don't even have the wherewithal to go out and physically march anymore for mm-hmm. issues. Now we just get online and move our fingers.
Yeah.
And you could be arguing with a moron. And the moron is only hearing what they want to hear, and they going back, and you trying to critically, you know, break stuff down. And you're arguing, it's like arguing with a bear.
Dude, I learned myself a good lesson this afternoon.
Yes.
A really, really good one this afternoon. Like, y'all got it.
I'm done.
Y'all.
This is why I don't partake with certain conversations online, because I need to know what the return on my investment is going to be. Why am I arguing with this person I don't know?
Y'all
who don't give a ish about me? Why am I talking about a subject that literally means nothing? You know?
Y'all got it. Y'all got it.
Let me tell you how crazy it is. I can tell you what you're going to say. I can go, yo, they're going to say, when I say this, they're going to say that, and they will say it.
Yep.
And prove my point. I'd be like, I just said you were going to say that, and you did it. So.
I got it. Yeah. Y'all got it. I learned my lesson.
Well, I was trying to walk you down off a ledge a little bit, you know, And because you can't think that you're having even critical conversations, because I'm not talking about having to agree with somebody. We can have beautiful dialogue back and forth about a specific subject. Dude, you're talking to goofies.
Yeah. A lot of fatherless.
Yeah.
Goofies,
yeah.
As well.
A lot of fatherless and goofies.
Yeah. A lot. Oh, God, the behavior.
And I'm not. Social media, bro.
Yeah.
It's a new construct. It really is. And this whole thing is just, you know. So, yeah, don't do it.
So, but we're going to take a quick commercial break and we shall be right back. Get your questions ready. We have a few more stories to get to as well.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Right back.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we are back. Good to see that classic commercial there, Malcolm.
Yes, YouTube Scholar. That's a good one. That was a good one.
That might have been one of the first ones we did.
Maybe.
I think that was maybe the first skit we did.
Yeah, I was all like full of youth, you
and
know.
Black hair.
I was
you had
full
black
of
hair.
Youth, you know what I mean? I was just, you know. Now look.
So tell me about the Black Family Biz and what you're doing with that now.
Oh, yes. So I created a new YouTube channel specifically for the Black Family Biz stuff, because I kind of wanted to just focus on creating value for people who wanted to start businesses with their families and loved ones. A lot of times when we first start businesses within our community, we start them and, you know, our wife or our husband or our kids become our first employees. That was really evident in us, right? You started, you know, your business and mom and dad became shipping and handling and things like that. That happens all the time. Or when mom and dad started her business, you became, you know, whatever the hell your role is. You was pressing buttons. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that is a lot of our story. So I wanted to create a training to help people navigate that as well, because we all kind of go through the same things. And we all usually have this, it's one of three major problems that we can't really figure out. So I go into it on a free training. Blackfamilybiz.com is completely free. Go take it. And yeah.
Well, I think it's great that you created a separate, we're going to put up a scan code, what do you call it? RQ code?
Yeah.
QR code on the next show where people can go over and subscribe. So should I tell them how much money your company's made in the last 5 years?
If you want.
Malcolm has made, hold on.
Not
to
Malcolm. No, no, matter of fact, no. Forget it. No.
You sure?
No. Forget it. No.
I mean, sometimes you gotta have receipts, man. You gotta.
Well, so you tell me, sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Like
sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas.
Sometimes you gotta pop out. And show
yeah, man.
One day.
Here's a hint.
One day. So we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
How about that? We know what we're talking about, right? Published books, shirts, and things like that. Membership, we know what we're talking about. I'll say that. So blackfamilybiz.com. And oh, famously black, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for
thank
chat.
You. Much thanks appreciated. Oh, listen, since we got famously black in here.
Facts.
There's a reboot.
Yeah.
Of Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
I saw how excited she was, her and Terry Crews, and they super excited. I guess it's animated, if I'm correct.
Animated, but the original cast.
But the original cast. Let me drop bomb on that.
Drop the bomb. I'm excited.
I might as well stay dropping them hits. And so I think that's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows of all time. Everyone had their role in that show, and everyone had their space to grow. And so super dope. And I'm hearing Chris Rock is going to narrate as
and
well.
And I'll say this as well. My lady, she almost quit her job today because she said, my man got two jobs. I said, whoa. Stay there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay?
Yes.
But yeah.
So shout outs and congratulations to the cast of Everybody Hates Chris. I look forward to sitting down with Noble and introducing him to that as an animation.
Yeah, I just
want to put it out there. I'm available for some voiceovers or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to add another character in there, you know.
And if I need a conspiracy theorist out here.
Y'all need a conspiracy theorist. I'm the one to put in there and say something crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Super dope. Super, super dope.
So let's get to some more stuff.
Let me hit this button. Let me bring Leslie in here.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So boxer Ryan Garcia, he got suspended for a year from boxing as a result of the PEDs that he was caught using in his last fight versus Haney. They tested him twice, and both times came back positive that he was using these PEDs. So now he got suspended, and Haney's record goes back to being undefeated. What did you think about that?
Well, I think, first of all, this Garcia, the guy was wilding. Like,
he came in overweight.
Not only that, before the fight with all the conspiracy theories he was dropping, that just was a weird, that whole scenario was very weird. He came in talking the most bizarre thing. Well, not too bizarre, if I must have heard it, but bizarre stuff. And then he came into the fight overweight. The whole thing was bizarre. So I wasn't surprised that he was on something. You know, and I do think it's only
performance
fair.
Enhancing drugs, by the way.
Yeah, if you're caught, that the other person shouldn't have an L on their record.
Yeah.
You know?
So I thought that was justice, too. A lot of people, other boxing aficionados, just like, he still beat him. And I think
if I'm on steroids and I beat you, did I beat you?
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't feel no punches, I'm on cocaine, and you just punching me and shit, and I'm Adrian! Yeah. No, don't stop the fight. Adrian, get the fuck out of here. Come on, man. That just don't make no sense. No.
Yo, real quick. These are colored photos now of Babe Ruth are making their rounds. Have you been seeing them?
No, I haven't.
But a lot of people are noticing he looks mulatto, man. Like,
dude, he was a nigga.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it a bean with
very,
you.
Very passing. Very passing, but...
The elders told me that years ago.
I remember you telling me that. And I was like, shut up.
When I thought about what he do, he partied all night. He wore four fur coats.
Yeah.
Knocked some shorties down and got up and hit home runs. It sounds like some shit niggas can do. It really does. You know what I mean? He didn't train like everybody else. Nigga was a pitcher first. Then the nigga was a hitter. All kind of, he had a little, swag to him. They got pictures of him in his fur coats and shit and shorties out. He's smoking cigars and shit. You know, come on. That's some shit niggas do. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then wake up with no rest. It's like Allen Iverson out in the club partying all night and hit the court and drop 50 on you.
Practice. There was who was that Yankees player? It was his Babe Ruth teammate. But, like, he had to do, like, the most to even, like, do a fraction of what Babe Ruth had to do.
Was it Roger Maris? No, that was...
No.
One
no,
of them
it
guys.
Was, Mantle?
Maybe Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. I think it was him. And he had to be like superhuman in his discipline to even kind of be like Babe Ruth. So like I can believe that.
He had to be very technical. In everything he did.
Yeah.
And, come on, bro. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way that works.
Yeah. No. It was Gingrich, Lou Gingrich. That's who it was.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. That's who it was.
Lou Gehrig. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's who it was. Thank you. Thank you for the chat.
Look at what's his name?
They mentioned Hoover.
Satchel Paige and them. He was in alignment with that. Josh Gibson and shit. That's all they did is hit home runs and Satchel Paige might pitch two games in a row with some shit.
Yeah.
You know, kind of crazy shit. So he had a little melanin in him. Yeah.
Speaking of instead of baseball, Willie Mays passed away.
Yes. Yes. Say hey, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, famous for the over the shoulder catches and just being he was a 24-time All-Star, among other things. You know what I mean? And an ambassador for the game. And so our condolences go out to Willie Mays, his family, his legacy, the whole nine yards.
Did you see this this interview, this response by, what was the brother's name? Let me get it. By Reggie Jackson. When Alex Rodriguez asked him how it was when he played.
Yes.
And he gave, like, that was like no notes. He just told you exactly what it was and what he experienced as a black player. It was just like,
First of all, he was my favorite player of all time growing up, Reggie Jackson. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to the Yankees in 1977, and that's the year he hit three home runs to win that World Series. That was my first real interest in baseball. I used to walk to Yankee Stadium from my house and go to the games for $2, me and my man Gary, and watch, you know, the teams play and all. And for him to say that, and he was playing, he talking about the 60s, Malcolm.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about the 30s, 20s. They was calling him a nigga in the 60s, and he couldn't eat in certain restaurants or stay at certain hotels. And so that trauma never leaves you. And so even when we say the word nigga, we say it freely. I'm always cautious around the elders. Now, obviously, I can't see how many elders are on the show, but when I'm in their presence, not to use it, because for what it means for me, the vibration of the word is something totally different to them. Yeah. They are connected to that word, and it means, you know what I'm saying? It means you treated me bad. It means discrimination. It means lynching. It means pain. It means murder. It means false accusations. It means so much. So when in the presence of elders, I'm very careful in my language. Now, when in Rome, you do as the Romans do. So when I'm around young people and that's the language they speak, I get it. You know what I mean? And so we use it. But just be mindful of the language of what it means to other people. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. I totally understand that. I totally understand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was just like really like blown away by his response. Like, God. Lee, okay.
On TV, he just had to give up because it's so much pain that he's still carrying and so much trauma.
Yeah.
You know? On the morning meetup, we spoke about hoarding and the conversation revolved around physical things that you hoard, but you can hoard pain. You can hoard emotion. You can hoard trauma. You can hoard resentment. You can hoard anger toward other people. And so hoarding has so many, you know, different functionalities in how it's expressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you physically clean up, don't forget to mentally clean up as well.
All right. So are you guys getting your questions ready? Did you guys see this this latest picture of Busta Rhymes?
Is it the one where he got the jeans on and he's standing by the beach?
No, he got his gut back. I don't know how that happened. What? Yeah, yo, dude, he looks...
Something is going on with Busta.
Yeah.
Because like, he was standing at the beach looking like an old guy who just lost everything.
Yeah.
And now his gut is back?
He got a gut back, yeah. And this is like... Yeah, this video was like recent. And people are just like, how you got fat again so fast? Yeah.
I'm confused. Side note, I'm not talking over Malcolm. He's not here. So there's a slight delay in his response and my response. I got to say that because somebody said, let Malcolm talk. I'm like, I can't really hear him. I'm trying to look at him on a alternate monitor. It's crazy. But anyhow. Yeah.
Guys, like, come on. Okay?
Yeah, work with us.
Please. We appreciate it though. We do. There's something like, I've noticed this about other podcast fan base, right? And a lot of people, like a lot of fan base, like they get really, really protective over the people that they listen to. Because how often do you listen to just people talk about their opinions about what's going on, right? We do two shows a week. We've been doing two shows a week for the past 5 years now, 4 or 5 years now. And people just kind of get, you know, attached to us, and which we appreciate. So like when I see how strong people ride for other podcasts and stuff like that, I get it. You know what I mean? Because you feel like you feel like you've been around for the journey and you know these people. So
you have an invested interest.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
That can also work against you too.
Yes.
Because recently, as a matter of fact, yesterday, Joe Budden, he said on a Twitter talk space, he said he feels like he passed the baton to Pusha T, and Pusha T passed the baton to Kendrick, and Kendrick got the job done.
He passed it to Pusha, what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when it came to, I guess, getting Drake out the paint, he said he passed the baton to Pusha T passed it to Kendrick, and then Kendrick got the job done. I think, again, narcissistic, just implanting yourself in a historic moment.
Yeah, let's move Joe Budden off to the side. I'll give Pusha T some credit for throwing a few jabs. Yes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you my theory when we listen back, when Joe mentioned stay away from them young girls, you cannot tell me that didn't cause, he has millions of listeners. You can't tell me that didn't cause the reverberations. Yeah, exactly. That's just my theory. And the fact that he's standing on that, I said it. Just my theory. It's my theory.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in anywho, RIP Drake, you know.
God, I don't see how you can recover from that.
You can't.
Unless he does what I think he should do, which is to go away for a couple of years. Because the people's memory is short.
Yeah, if a nigga don't come back singing "We Are the World," like some earth shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then it's a rap, nigga. If you come out rapping, that shit is over. So listen, R. Kelly came back with Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And they're just like, oh shit, somebody's birthday somewhere. I was like, I forgot all about that shit he did.
Yeah,
you know, so you got to come back with some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't come back on some old, no. You gotta come back singing, "We Are the World."
Yeah.
"We Are the Children." Shit.
That's funny.
That's a rap, nigga. That shit is done.
They called me OVO OVO Malcolm again. Can I say it again? Kendrick won. How many times did he perform Not Like Us? Six times. Kendrick won. So I said it six times.
Don't matter.
I said it. But
you're a hater.
Clearly, man. Clearly.
Any other questions?
Any other questions? Let's get to some questions. Any other questions? Question. Adon Malcolm, what is there in the BX about the congressional election tomorrow between Jamal Bowman and... I didn't know that was happening in the Bronx. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not in the Bronx. I just recently saw Jamal Bowman bench 4, 5, 3 times. And that's impressive.
And he got a little hood to him too.
Yeah.
And the way he was talking, had his hands behind him. I said, okay, this is a converted nigga. This is that's like me getting into politics, you know, and I'm gonna be a little converted with it, you know?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the Secret Service?
They got robbed.
Now, how you the Secret Service and you get robbed?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
When I saw that, I was just like, what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
crazy. That's crazy. So what's up with the little Uzi Vert and the outfit he was wearing?
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen it, but I wouldn't be surprised at to what he was. See, God damn.
Yeah.
But yo, you know what the thing is? This doesn't like move the internet like it used to. Like 2016, 2017, when this was like newly happening, when rappers were wearing dresses and Young Thug, and like this was just like, this would be a topic for a month, and your generation would just be livid. Like, you guys would have smoke coming out your ears seeing this. Now it's just kind of like, all right, whatever. Like,
now,
whatever.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are we now conditioned to accept this? And so we don't put up a fight. I told you, they never retreat, Malcolm, right? Mm-hmm. So when they set the mark, they never go backwards. They may stay in a specific spot for a while, but they never go back.
The thing, here's the thing, I don't see this in real life.
Got you. I don't either.
I don't see this in real life.
I
don't see dudes walking around like that. I don't see young dudes walking around like that. I don't see it in real life.
But so, you're not in those communities.
But you know. then keep it there. Then that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like whatever. And then like, I think, so both, right? So I think we're conditioned, but I think we're conditioned to kind of see the rage bait. Like, you want us to be mad at this, Marc Jacobs, you want us to talk about this so you can get more eyes on what the hell you're really trying to sell anyway.
And it is Pride Month, so that may have something to do with it as well.
That too.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, y'all don't get out enough. If that's what you're seeing when you get out, have fun. Well,
again, I walk the streets from time to time. I don't see grown-ass men with purses like that, but
yeah,
maybe in your neighborhood, no disrespect. All right. And I'm 56, so I'm not in the swinging spots anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my lady, we go to adult places when we get a sitter.
If I see a nigga coming through with a bag on his arm like this, excuse me, I'm probably in the wrong place.
Might be in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Probably in the wrong spot. Now, I'll admit, one time,
uh-oh, Malcolm, was gay moment. One time you was gay?
No, I was at the Hollywood gay bar one time. Didn't know. If you know downtown, there was, I think it was Mother Burger and it was Blockheads. They were right across from each other.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was at Blockheads. And I was at, and I did a couple quick, like, you know, turns. It was like, okay, this is not where it's at. And then we left.
We who?
Me and my friends, we left.
Sounds like you're trying to cover your ass to me. Sounds like you was in the spot and somebody might have saw you and you're covering your ass. That's what it sounds like to me. Nigga, I'm just gonna keep it a bean with you, because that's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah, I was in a
spot. Somebody asked me, how didn't we know? Because it wasn't like packed. So it just kind of like, okay, we in here. There was no like pride flags or anything.
But that's what Exhibit said when he hung out with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he said he was in the club chilling, and because you know you did this dark, you know you just think, all right, we making our way through, and then it's raining men. Hallelujah!
Yeah, yeah, it was just like,
man, what the fuck? Yeah,
a couple quick turns, like, yeah, this isn't. And if you're from New York, if you remember Blockheads, if you remember where Mother Burger was the gay one, Blockheads was the other one. So we kind of got mixed up, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah,
yeah.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, I'm talking about. Whatever. Red Pill would say, no, I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Malcolm, did you see the Tariq and Milo debate? No, I didn't. No.
Tariq and Milo.
Milo Young, he was working for Kanye. He was a gay conservative dude. And he got canceled because he was advocating for basically a pedo relationship. He said he used to mess with older dudes, so it's okay. So that's how he got canceled. But prior to that, he was on a run because he was white, he was gay too, and he was conservative. Okay. So things that they were trying to lob at him, that they couldn't. Phil Valentine talked about him at one of his lectures. He was sharp. Mm. But I didn't see that debate.
No,
listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch debates.
Neither do I.
I don't watch debates. So I don't see the point.
Thursday's debate, you know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm going to watch because I think it's going to be entertaining.
Purposes.
But for people have people go into things, people come here with fixed things in their head already, or what they want us to say, which angle they want us to take on a topic that they probably watched on another channel that they have their minds already fixed. These debates don't do anything, in my opinion, to fix, to change mindsets, yeah, or to kind of open it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
My opinion. Just me.
And as I mentioned earlier today, there's absolute truth, and then there's your truth. You know, you ever hear people say, I'm just speaking my truth, and your truth is usually curated to fit your ideas and concepts. And so, you know, why entertain that when you could take everything I say and flip it to, you know, work for you? So, nah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Can we talk about the earthquakes? This is important. What earthquake?
Let's talk about the 1,000 people who did die due to the heat.
Bro.
What was that at in the Middle East?
I think it was India.
Well, I know it definitely was one in India. And, bro, 1,000 people died praying because the heat was that bad. And so that's a major, major loss. I believe it was India. Somebody said it was somewhere else, but I believe it was
Mecca.
India.
Mecca. Oh, somebody said it was Myron, not Milo. Okay, so Myron. Again, that's a dude from Fresh and Fit. I'm not watching that, bro. Like, I'm just not.
Oh.
Like, he...
What were they talking about?
Who knows? Like, he's mad disrespectful to women, to black people. I'm just like, I'm okay.
Oh, they said
okay.
It was Mecca.
Okay, got it. 41. Jeez. Oh, wow. And it's earthquakes in Antarctica. Hmm.
And that's interesting.
That is interesting.
TikTok,
Rabbit hole. Yeah.
Go into my a premium because I got a password to a password to a password, and they open up doors for me and TikTok that's not open to you. And then I'll go down a deep dive. I'll have all the answers for you Thursday.
Oh man. Somebody says it was an impromptu debate. I'll check it out if I check it out, but I'm not gonna lie, I stay away from it.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually listen to LaRussell? I don't, but he clearly has his own fan base that he's curated and that he's able to make a living off of. So shouts out to him
because again, that's what hip hop is about, is building your own organic audience that's going to rock with you. Now, if you want fame and fortune, now you got to sell your soul, basically. Now you're getting into realms that you need the machine behind you more than just organically building one custom at a time. I think he built a stage in his backyard or a house, and he puts on performances from home and...
Yeah.
And so that is brilliant on his part. It is absolutely
brilliant.
Somebody
asked him, would he sign to a deal now? And he said, like, if he wants to hit another level of, like, notoriety and stuff like that, it would make sense for him now because he's built his own fan base. But starting out, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So
somebody asked me to speak about the Celtics. Clap that up.
Oh, yeah, they won. Yeah.
They won that title.
Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown being the MVP, that goes without saying. That's my nephew because he won.
I think we had his first interview after he signed that contract.
I think we did too. And he just did a dope interview with KT, the arts degree. You got to go see it. A 2-hour sit down or hour and 40 minutes, him and KT, the arts degree, on a multitude of topics. And Malcolm, maybe you can put that link in the description if you have time to put that in KT, the arts degree. And he's just breaking down a lot of stuff. Now, remember, I had an opportunity to speak to this young man when he was still in high school and he was going to college. And I knew from that moment on that this was a very, very bright young man. And, you know, of course, his uncle being my guy, Dice, who's on the path, been on the path, who was his spiritual advisor. So I knew that the kid was in the right place. And he let that girl go, Bergeron, What's her name?
Bernice.
Yeah, he left. She bad, but he let that thing go. He got a little young thing from Chicago now. She played
in the WNBA. Yeah.
And she, you know, so I was worried about him. I said, this Bergeron gonna might have put it on his ass and twist my nephew out. But he just wanted to have a little fun. He had his fun and he moved on. He kept the 310 mil and it ain't cost him nothing. And now he got this little young thing.
Yeah.
And shout out my nephew. Yeah.
Sticking to the WNBA, shout out to Angel Reese. She's been balling.
She's balling.
And yo, she might win Rookie of the Year. And if she does, you're going to see a level of racism on that timeline.
Yes, you are.
Like you have never seen before, bro.
Yes, you are.
She's been balling.
Been balling.
Yeah, I think she hit like 8 double doubles in a row.
Yes.
Which tied up Aja Wilson's record. Aja Wilson is the truth. With the Las Vegas Aces.
Yes.
So that's really, really dope.
She's starting to hit her stride, and she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. So definitely shout out. And shout out...
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Sha'Carri Richardson, yeah.
She made the Olympics. I think fastest time in the world in the 100, I believe.
Yeah. And I got to apologize to her because we were on her ass 3 years ago, when she had a little weed issue, and we were like, come on, girl, get it together. But she was going through something, and she has redeemed herself. She even stumbled out of the gates of one of them races and still beat them. So, yeah, she is fast.
Yeah.
And I know she's going to beat those Jamaicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So shout out. And she goes up in the stands and she embraces her grandma and his family. And it's a beautiful thing.
So any other questions, guys?
I think that we are out of here.
That being said, we appreciate you. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Visit shopurbanx.com to get some of these new designs for the ladies. Fellas, you know, we always got stuff up there. What season is it? We're going into cancer season.
We're going into cancer season, so we're going to be running a 20% sale on the cancer shirts.
Cancer season. My son is a cancer.
In fact, my mom's birthday is Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Know, her heavenly, birthday is Thursday, so that'll be nice to do a show on Mama's Day, you know?
Yep. And, peace.
Peace.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.